right, the situation where you might have something going on, then the Ramban says that then that would be deraisa.
Now it's interesting, it's true from Dibayo, some Kumbhavi test says that this man has said, you can say that even the Bible is deraisa, because nowadays the situation kind of so is that always saras from, you know, always a lot of things going on, there's always saras, you know, especially the situation now we have, you know, with the Arabs, with Iran, with all things going on, that could be nowadays it's going to be considered a sara, and the Dibayo call will be considered a mitzvah deraisa to them. Now, it's very interesting to share from much like this. What would that look like? We know about Yid, we just said, when Yid Ravin, right, when the Ramban is the Raisa, when the Ramban is the Rabbanan, if they start, then the Ramban holds the Raisa. What about a guy? You have a Muslim, and then you know, a Muslim, you got down here, you have a Christian Muslim Davin? So, the Shaila is looking at a Muslim Davin, or a guy. Is the Muslim go to feel by a guy and a Muslim? For this Musa Gotfila is only by Yid. So what would you guys say?
Why should
we
buy a guy?
Okay.
Did the Ramadan Sikhmo?
Did the Ramadan that's only. Hold it off, Sikhmo. Hold it off. Sure, that'll only be by Juna. Okay, it's like this. So Moshe says very interesting. So it's like this. We find, right? How many does the guy have?
Seven.
Seven, right? All of them say, no, Tfila doesn't come down. That's for sure. But Moshe says, when Maitha, that it says in the Pasuk in Yishayah, he basically does tefillah, he called the Chol HaAmim. And Farshim Lun over there, that is a mockum of tefillah Chol HaAmim, that even by Goyim, it's mashma that it is some musug of tefillah. So Moshe goes on to say that if a Goy davens, even though it's no chiyah, there's no like, what was the name again? Can I say his name? Yehuda, okay. Like Yehuda said, okay, we have one name so far. Like Yehuda said, that the love of the Chol HaAmim is going back by Yid, not by Goyim, but a guy when that is the would be a Muslim tefillah, then any mitzvah the Yisrael. Just like the right, just like the Summa is part of a mitzvah, right? Any mitzvah the Yisrael, right? So to a guy, if he davens, it is a Muslim tefillah, and if he would get it any mitzvah the Yisrael, and he would have a mitzvah tefillah. Meir Gichlis from Meishel. Meishel goes a step even further. He says that if a guy has a saga, if a guy has a saga or not, over there it could be mamash v'yechil. Why? So what one of the things that I is. He has to do my Kodesh Baruch Hu. He has to have a moon, right? Very good time to say no, and he doesn't do my Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's nothing. So chelik of the time to say no is to have a moon, you could have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now somebody has a tzara, and he doesn't cry out the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That shows that obviously he's not a mind. So for God, he said even by a God, he has a tzara. So to him, to the Davis, it's Kamat Mam Shachir, and it's Mam Shachir, Mam Shachir, then to be also Chiv by a guy to that.
They
Oh, so it's like this. Okay. No, we're just talking about the Zionist Menach. And you want to speak about other guys, let's speak about Christians. About the one that Christians are praying, that's a Bet Zara, saying that's a Bet Zara, and it's just Kelvin, right? Saying Bet Zara, Bet Zara, Bet Zara, it's Zionista, right? So you come on your Kippur, right? So about the Christians about the shout by Muslims. So Muslims bad son, they believe everything, they believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu as us, they do everything the same as us. They just hold that when Paisel did a chedeg or whatever it is, and saying that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like us anymore, and they came to Muhammad and decided that the Muslims are the chosen people, right? That's their official claim, and that's why Kaisel can't even check their Israel, because it was taken away from them. That's why when Kaisel in 1948, when they got to Israel, it was a really big clap for the Muslims and the Christians. For the whole shita. The whole shita was that Kodesh Baruch Hu, after Kaisel did the Chet, so after they after the Churban, and they had no more chance there to go. And once they saw already that you know, the Israelis, they came back there, so well, that's a big clap to the whole religion. Al-Kapan, the Muslims, the Essen, the Davids, the Zelva Kodesh Baruch Hu, they just have different little misguided concepts on many things. So Kapanim, so I heard after Barabbas on the Shem, let's make home Shem Mish Shapiro, that Yisrochem Sonnenfeld, it used to be a Muslim davening on the floor like this. So a lot of it is now in my Rosh Hashanah spot, right? Now they go, somebody's not davening, and now they go in front of him. Why? Because the Shekhinah is there. So he said if Yisrochem Sonnenfeld,
He wouldn't go even in front of him. The man was davening. He wouldn't pass in front of him because the man was davening. His davening is the Akash Baruch Hu, and does have a same tefillah. And he said, "Could be the screen is there." That's what I heard the same Rosh Shapiro after verifying. It's a very interesting chiddush. Fine. So now let's kind of figure out one aspect of tefillah. Let's figure out a little bit about the tefillah b'tzibah. The Rambam in Parakas. In Abba. When he brings, when he talks about Tfilah Tzibur, Parakas Abba, in the Sinai Tfilah. The Rambam says, "Lashon that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when Mara Baruch Hu said that Hakadosh Baruch Hu man Moyes, it's first is Rambam, it's first is Rabban." The Rambam says, "Parakas Alchala that Tfilah Tzibur Tzibur is always Hakadosh Baruch Hu always listens to." What does listening mean? Doesn't mean automatically that I'm considering the answer or not. So, probably still a story. It's called the doll story. I'm just in the time. Like, I'm about to say the doll story and nothing going on. You know? Every time we had this, right? The doll story goes like this. That was an 8-year-old girl. Her the right leg of her doll broke. And, you know, she's very, very sad. It's an 8-year-old girl that's, you know, that's like losing money down her whole life. Broken in front of her. And she's bugging her mother all day, fix the doll, most thing I can, I'm going to do about it. Fine, mother, after like 3 days of talking to me, mother, just stop that Kesh Baruch, never Kesh Baruch after that. She's like, oh, great idea. Fine, so that night before she goes to sleep, so she starts to down to Kesh Baruch. She comes back next morning, she's all happy. And her parents are like, what happened? So she's like, what are you told? I do what you said, I'm down to Kesh Baruch. So the parents are like, wow, seems like a nice. They ran upstairs, you know, to look at the doll, and they saw the doll still broken. So they asked the daughter, what's going on? So the daughter said, come to Kesh Baruch Hu. And he said, no. I can find him. Ram said the lesson that whenever you die with Betzibur, so your tefillah doesn't be Nishma. What that actually means is that a certain level of how, you know, weird tefillah goes up to. When you die with Betzibur, automatically Kesh Baruch Hu is going to listen to your tefillah. Now, whether Kesh Baruch Hu inside is the best thing for you, you know, we think that, you know, we know what's good for us. You know, as you get older and as time, you know, you see that we don't always know what's good for us. Al-Kapanim, so not every time, you know, not everything is, like Kesh Baruch Hu gives to you, he says it's good to you. But Al-Kapanim, anything, when it's B'tzibur, Kesh Baruch Hu always listens to Tfilah B'tzibur. The Chafetz Chaim in the letter, he writes that the person should always be careful to daven a few times B'tzibur, you should get together with kids to come B'tzibur, and he says that Adam and Tzibur, you stop, you know, a lot of sakonis and choylus and some katrik, and Adam and Tzibur stops all these things. You sing Adam Yechidus, you don't have these mitzvahs. The more brachas afchet says that zechet erichas yomim by in galus Adam and Tzibur. Now the shaila Adam and Tzibur is a mamash achiyuv or just like a mitzvah. So many of you go, the Chaver and Simon Sadek says the Lashon, Yishtadal Odom L'Sfal B'Sekneses Simetzibah. A person should try to dive into B'Sekneses Simetzibah. Lashon, I'm a Chaver's Nashma. You have to try. And the Imam Shafi do it. You have to try. And if you can't do it, you know, you ponder. For those who are in the Daikin Ramah, as the Torah Chaim would say, that it's not Mamash Achiyah, it's just a musical series, you should try. If you can't do it, then you wouldn't have to do it. What will be the nachamim of this? It's going to be rainy day. I mean, the month's coming up in a couple months. So people go on in America, they call vacations, and they call it a holiday. It's a holiday. So the question is, what if somebody to go on a holiday to a place where there's no minyan? Right. Some, you know, isn't what to go to a place where there's no minyan, it's not a chiyuv, and you know, can't really do it. If it's not really a chiyuv, so then it'll be more cap. So lashon another. So that said, to hands like Muhammad, Yishtadal on the Sabbath. The Kesef on Yishtadal is not Mamshachia. Meis that Roy Bachrein Machelik on the Torah Chaim, Jewish Rav Moshe, Sitzvah. You mean on the Mar Sukkah that Rav Bob says that how far does one have to go for Tfilah B'Tzibur? Anyone know?
A mil.
Yep. Depends. If you're traveling, very good. What's the name again? Okay. The Gemara says like this, that if you're traveling, you're on the road, you have to go 4 mil. You have to connect 4 mil. I'm thinking, if you're not traveling, you only have to go mil for a Tfilah B'Tzibur. Now, what does that mean? How long does it take to go mil? Mil is? 10 minutes?
18 minutes.
Sorry. So what would that mean? Let's say you're not shot. I mean, what does that mean? Let's say you're in a place, right? And you're waiting for a minion. And if you take more than, and there's no other minion around you, there's no other, like, it's not like you're slamming the minion every 2 feet. It's like in a place with not a minion, you know, you're in the Swiss Alps or something, waiting for a minion, right? There's not a minion within 8 minutes traveling. And no one's going to come within 36 minutes. You're not going to be within 36 minutes, and then come out, there's no chiev to get the other minute, right? Because the mill, you have to travel, if you didn't have to travel, it's 18 minutes there, 18 minutes back. So if you're just sitting in the shul, you're not going to get a minute within 36 minutes, you're not chiev to wait for a minute, and you just stop in.
18 minutes by foot, 18 minutes by car, 18 minutes by...
Oh, so like, you wouldn't know how you go away, go like this. So, well, depends what you have, right? If you don't have a, it depends on your situation. If you have a car, then it'd be 18 minutes by car. If it's, if you don't have a car,
it's always 18 minutes.
It's 18 minutes by traffic. Now, you want it like this. Let's say you come back to say 1:30 at night, say, well, maybe I think there's no minyan, or maybe late night, saying the minyan might be a little bit of traffic. So, 1:30 at night, I can find a minyan. Now, you could go to Beis Yisrael, right? Rocks the whole night, right? The minyan is straight through the night, right? So the question is, are you going to go from Romema to Beis Yisrael to get a minute now by foot? Romema to Beis Yisrael takes how long? 25 minutes. So it's more than a mil, so you're not going to go by foot. The question is, are you going to take a taxi now? Take a taxi, take your 5 minutes, you're back and forth, and I'm going to take a taxi. What's the issue? Taxi costs money. So the question is, are you going to do that? So the Mishabur being then from the Tzaddik that you're not going to take a Hepsin moment for a Tzivah Tzivah. Have some money, not going to take. If you're just losing a profit or something by diamond, so you have to do it. Take have some money, not going to do it. So the Asher says that if for you taking a taxi would be considered have some money, but it costs 25 shekels to go back, and forth. If for you that's not a normal thing, would be considered have some money, then you would not be mechuyev to take a taxi, and the way you've done it is would be by the way you would walk. But it's telling the person, like he Rabbi Asher Paradise, you know, the person taking a taxi is a very small thing, you know. When it's time to play basketball or Shabbos, it takes a, you know, takes a taxi to Gan Chamon. If there's no problem doing that, then about it, to feel the same thing. But a person who, to him, is at the moment, they would not be clear to take a taxi. So anyhow, Rav Moshe said that we see from over here, you have to go in mill. Rav Moshe said, what's this? You have to go in mill, it's not a chiyuv. Wait, 36 minutes is not a chiyuv, 18 minutes is not a chiyuv. Rav Moshe says, muchach, that field of a tzibur would be considered a chiyuv. I forgot to mention, the Michis Yitzchak is true, the sunlight is very, very sick. And you only could go out on Shabbos like a half hour. If you go out a half hour, to shul. So Shabbos, what should you do? Should you go out a half hour for a kiss of Torah at Dan Bichidis in his house? Or should he dive in the Tzibur and miss kiss of Torah? So what would you think? So he starts with saying like this, that look, if you don't, you could dive in Bichidis and then go to shul, you get the kiss of Torah like this. At least you get both of them. And Shane Kane, if you just go to daven b'tzibur, and you miss your Torah totally. L'chor b'tzivah, you can say that it makes sense to that pasha that you should do. Then it comes out, he says like this, he says that tefillah b'tzibur comes out in Moscow, so it's a chiyuv. Kriyas HaTorah is a chikir in Kriyas HaTorah, maybe we'll have a share about one day. Is Kriyas HaTorah chiyuv on the yachid, or is it only chiyuv on the tzibur? What does that mean? Is Kriyas HaTorah, you only b'chiyuv to do it, it's only chiyuv on the tzibur? Each person has b'chiyuv to do it. The tzibur has to have kriyas haTorah, and not every person has to have kriyas haTorah. Or no, every single person has to have kriyas haTorah. So he comes out of tshuva, that kriyas haTorah, he said, chiyuv on the tzibur, not chiyuv on the yachid. And Shein came, tefillah of the tzibur is a chiyuv on the yachid, and therefore he says that tefillah of the tzibur would be kriyas haTorah, the chiyuv shkach is tefillah of the tzibur, and not for kriyas haTorah. That's how it's been again, a lot of times let's say, Monday, Thursday. Everyone agrees Philip Kriyas HaTorah is a Kriyas HaTorah and not Kriyas HaTorah. Therefore, let's say somebody like Mr. Aliyah, where he came late, or went to the bathroom or something. So Monday and Thursday, then also Shabbos Mincha, Kuliyama, you wouldn't have to make it up, because that would definitely be considered a Kriyas HaTorah. So anyhow, Rav Moshe Mincha will say that it's about a Philip HaTorah would be a Chiyuv HaKuliyachah HaYachid, Philip HaTorah. They say the Lashon Yishtad Adam, the Sfarad of the Knesset, they say that Lashon not Mukhav get it, means it's just a Mitzvah Chassidus. They say that being that we see over here that Tefillah B'Tzibur is a special thing, that there's a certain amount of terechah, your potter, right? If you go and mill your potter, right? So you see in the Indian that we see a Musik that was very hard for somebody down with Tzibur, then he's potter. So Moshe says, so who did any other type of very big terechah, your potter? So Mechav is saying, even if you're in a matzah where there's a terechah, still you should try to down with Tzibur. But I'm not trying to say this, Mitzvah.
The Gaon Rebbe Chaim is that it would be considered a chiyuv, and every single person may be chiyuv to daven b'tzibur. This lashon of grass, the merdi lashon of grass, he said that tefillah b'tzibur is a mitzvah, and even doicha, a mitzvah say deraisa. Why? Because the Gemara brings down Kitan Lamaches. Kitan Lamaches brings down that there's a maisa that they have minion, and they have 9 Jews and one Eved. So the Gemara brings down there, let's Meshachar's Eved, which is the Isra, Meshachar Eved, let alone them, Tavidu, is Meshachar's Eved in order to make a minion. So we see from over there, the guy says how chashav it is, it even beats Mitzvah Say, we see how chashav it is to have a minion. This is Shari Chuba, very interesting, right? We live in Dar of Skuba, so I didn't. So have schools, right? All the bad are different bad sucker things from other, everywhere you come in schools. So anyhow, this famous school everyone knows is Gan Sandikais, right? That's a school from the Ramah. It's not a year 2010 school, it's a school from the Ramah. Marvin Skula, but Gan Sandikais is a school that has shoes. So Eshel Ram has a shy, let's say someone has a shy, it could be either be a Sandik or it could die Matiba. In other words, he's late, he's supposed to be a Sandik for a certain risk. And he woke up late, and he goes to the bridge, it's not going to end up diamond receiver. So the Ishvam says, the value is diamond receiver, and the Lashon says that Tzvil receiver is worth 100 standard cases. 100 standard cases, he says. Fine. Like, what I'm going to see, that's a hit. Now let's think about going on vacation a second. So, like this. So, we said before that somebody's a mill away from Tzvil receiver with halacha, he's part from that. Now, you can say, what's the chat where you put them when you're mill away? Two ways to understand. If the pshat is when you're more than a mil away, you're more than 18 minutes away, pshat is that you're oinus. That's when we're bechiv that mitzvah. Pshat is never, I'm oinus. I can't get a minion. I'm oinus. What?
You're full to go there.
You're what?
You're full to go there. Should we get a vacation for that?
Okay, no, but I think so. It's the way to understand. If pshat is you're oinus. So if the pshat is, if you're more than a mil away, there is no chiv. What we're not thinking is, if you say pshat is you're oinus, so pshat is, you now put yourself in a massive that now anus that you can't have. So that's for you to do that, right? If the pshat is that you just linked up in a massive anus, also for some on vacation, put yourself in a massive and now you're anus and now you can't have. But if the pshat is that the SM, if that's how you're anus, pshat is, there's only a chiv of you within a mil, so then pshat is, that pshat is that you can use a massive anus. In this situation, there is no chiv. So like this. So the shell for the shell relating to the Baruch of Alpha Yesen that we see Kama Chassidim, Manchim Aisa, the Tzadikim, that they go on vacation to places with Aminyan. So we'll see from there that it's the right thing to do. So you write it back over there that Abad, it's Osir, you bring yourself in a mass of Havainis. Abad, Chassidim, Manchim Aisa, people are doing it. It must be that somebody needs it for his health, for his medical work, for Parnotza reasons, Abad is supposed to go on a place with no meaning. We have some type of strong reason to go, for help, and also things like that. Especially, you know, saying Rosh Hashiva, things like that. You know, for them to get a vacation, they have to be away where they know Orthodox Jews, right? Whatever they go, if you go away, you know, follow them and ask them questions and answers, they have to go places with no one around. So for them, that's the reason why they went. But the family to go, it's the bad, it would be awesome. And you can tell me that there are Tzadik Manshi Maisa who did a family, he said he's not familiar with such Tzadik Manshi Maisa, he never heard of Tzadik Manshi Maisa. From a Zalman, the Rishon Lezion is a little more powerful. He just says that it's roi, doesn't say it's osur, says roi for a person not to go into a place with no meaning. He doesn't say it's not osur. It's not some of that, it's just roi. It's not the right thing to do, but one line should be osur. Now, what's considered tefillah b'tzibur? What, how much you have to be together to be considered tefillah b'tzibur? So you have to mount start together or close together, as we all know on Rosh Chodesh, you have to, they take off the filming, I get the big clap. What's the reason why? In order to everyone should know to start together. So the Tzvi Gaon says that the Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur is, you start mount Shabbat B'Shabbat. Everyone start together, that's the Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur. Now, Shubham Tzach Hachman, Chelik Dao Tzim Gimli, brings a very interesting right. We all know that there's a whole shadow of a lot of answer on name if the Gaon is wrong. Why? Because he's supposed to be Master Gula Tila. So, if you answer, I mean, it'll be considered a hefsek. So, nowadays what we do is the Chazan just says, guys, so very quietly, right? Just guys, so very quietly, and therefore, you don't have to. Magaran has different answers. He said, what you should do is, you should wait by Shira Kadasha. You should wait, that Chazan go ahead, you wait by Shira Kadasha, and he finishes. And then, you'll finish off, and you'll be Master Gula Yisrael.
So the Chacham wants to make right from over there that if the Chazal is the guy's son, it's not Shmanetzrei, you're by Shir Chadasha, so end up, by the time you start Shmanetzrei, it's already starting. So he says, by the Chay, that even if you don't start Mamash Shabbat with the Tzibur, if you're within the first bracha, where you have some of you, the first two brachas, the one bracha, that also would be considered Tzibur with Tzibur, as he says. About the Chachila, it's trying to Shabbat Shabbat, but even if you're a little late, that also would be considered Tzibur. Now, Moshe has a Tshuva, very interesting. And Moshe says a Tshuva, that Gilman is in Dalit. He says, Dalit Maisa, he has a Kasha. So we all start together. Like, after like 2 minutes, some people, you know, the one guy saw the first three words, one guy Baruch Alina, one guy the Shaka, right away, one guy ends up being in different places. So he says, it doesn't stand for God to say that it has to be Mamash, that has to be Mamash Shabbat. He says, the Chur, that's very Kiddush. And Moshe says, Kipshutai, as long as you, about the Chiddush Shabbat Shabbat, as long as you come and Chilat and Tzibur is still davening, that would be considered also Tzibur. Also, Rosh Hashanah davening. Also, pass like that you come, as long as the Chilat and Tzibur is still davening, you also be Yoitza Tzibur. So, one more Rosh Hashanah mentioned quickly, this comes a lot of times, it's handy for Tzibur. So, normally, when you know how many people? 10. Let's say you have 6 people davening and 4 people who Shishu Spat. I'm sure you all come across it. 6 people davening and 4 people who are Shishu Spat. The Shaila is considered. What's a shayla? The shayla is basically, do you say roiv kakal? Normally, you have a problem when you say roiv kakal. Yeah, roiv, that's enough. Shayla is, do you say roiv kakal? And also, that'll be considered tefillah b'tzibur. So, it's a big machlokes. It's a mashmoy. It's been around them a little bit. It's mashmoy. It would be considered tefillah b'tzibur. Maisa, it's a big machlokes. It's a place where maisa, mechitzitz like the maisa is makel. Shayla's found would be considered tefillah b'tzibur. When Moshe and Shuvah is machmoy, so you have to have a tamas balam. So Shem Zamin is very nice pshar, very interesting pshar. He says like this. He says that about the whole bad to make it, then it's not considered to receive. He says like this. Let's say there are 5 people, you're number 6, and then there'll be another 4 people who didn't die. So he says like this. If you're not going to die with the other 5 people, but you're not dying with them, they're not going to answer Kaddish and Yishan Barco. He says they're not bad that you should starve with them in order that to be mizaka them. To be mizaka them in order to mizaka them that they should Kaddish and Yishan Barco. But if everyone could go to the communion, and yeah, they could get the Kaskish and Baruch, then about the Kechila, a person should go, shouldn't be Samash Yisus Talon, and about it, you should have 10 people that, you should have 10 people with that. So when the Kusiko basically came out, basically, that Tfila and Mechlekes Dreisa, Darabanan, right? Ramah Dreisa, Ebanah is Darabanan, Ebanah is Sara, about the Dreisa, because Manah said, it would be Musaga of a Sara. A guy, we said, a guy, does that have a musuk of tefillah, right? And Moshe says, if he has a sara, would be even considered a chiyuv. Tefillah ben tzibur, kipshutei, we're coming out, would be a chiyuv. Going on vacation to a place where they don't have a minyan is not the proper thing for sure. Maybe it's also not the proper thing. Let's say you have a siva, parnasa, or a brius. Tefillah ben tzibur, the chiyuv to start mamash shabbat shabbat ben tzibur. If you don't start shabbat shabbat, so the mekilim, first bracha, 3 brachas, so Moshe Nekel the whole time will be considered tefillah ben tzibur. Just one thing is, there's a lot of test that if you start in Shemoneh Esrei, after the Tzibur started, you have to finish Shemoneh Esrei before the Chazan gets Kedusha. Because you have to keep dancing Kedusha. So only time you can be saying about this, say to the Tzibur, that's only if, what's called again, if you can finish before the Tzibur gets the Kedusha. And Sheshon's problem is, the place is the Chish V'machmer, and there's a matzah that people won't be able to answer about the Bishamah.